This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. U.S. oil and gas companies were very excited 3 years ago when Mexico opened its energy markets to foreign companies for the first time in 75 years. But there are growing concerns about the amount of oil and gas that thieves steal from pipelines in Mexico, $1.7 billion worth last year. Lauren Matalon in Veracruz has the story.
Gasoline moves through large pipelines in Veracruz, Mexico's Grand Central Station for oil refineries. But there's a problem, a major red flag for U.S. investors, energy theft. Mexico's mantra is energy infrastructure is secure. Some Mexicans don't buy that.
Hay lugares así como muy escondidos, pero...
They sell stolen gas in hidden places, says taxi driver Jose Avina. But everyone knows where to find them, he says, of the huachicoleros, the pipeline thieves.
Para ayudar a mi pueblo.
These days, songs celebrate huachicoleros as Robin Hood-like figures fighting higher prices at the pump. Prices rose when government subsidies ended, part of Mexico's energy reform. But Avina says it's organized crime and everyone knows it.
Yo creo que todo el mundo lo conoce, ¿no?
In the last few years, at least 120 workers at the state-owned oil company Pemex have been arrested for sharing inside information about pipelines. Here's Jorge Piñon, former head of Amoco Oil, Latin America.
You and I cannot go out and start looking for a pipeline and tap that pipeline. You have to know where it is and at the right place in which to do it.
Deadly explosions, environmental damage, violence, all are part of the mix.
¿Y cómo se oferta una reforma con esos personajes ahí?
How can we reform our energy sector when shady actors on both sides of the law are involved, asks Miguel Arturo Flores, a leader of the Oil Workers Union. For U.S. investors, words like that mean market uncertainty. Tony Payan heads the Mexico Center at Rice University in Houston.
It's not just security that is the ability of companies to protect their pipelines, but also to protect their personnel from kidnapping and from being robbed and assaulted.
U.S. companies like ExxonMobil are opening branded gas stations in Mexico. But Payan says smaller companies like drillers and seismic surveyors are waiting before committing their capital. In Veracruz, Mexico, I'm Lorne Matalon for Marketplace.